Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today I'll be speaking with a gentleman who owns a brand new campground in North Central Wisconsin who is looking for an entrepreneurial work camper to help get the park ready to open and to manage it going forward. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50 plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, operating a small business on the road, plus all about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long to provide in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Jeff Knutson is the owner and developer of Bethel Place Campground in Bethel, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles from Marshfield. The year-round campground is located on a property that was a former nursing home. When the first phase is completed, it will have 150 RV sites and two large recreation centers, as well as a full gymnasium to provide plenty of things for people to do when the weather is bad. Eventually, the property will feature apartments and a retail center as well. The grand opening was scheduled for later this month, but it's likely to be pushed back by a few weeks. Jeff is looking for a work camping solo or couple who is experienced in managing a campground or RV park. They may also be tasked with managing the on-site apartments and retail space too. Compensation is set up differently than most other work camping jobs in that the manager will receive a percentage of the gross income of the RV park. Jeff hopes that will be a big incentive to prospective manager to help fill the park. Jeff is also looking for an experienced plumber to do some work around the facility. The campground wasn't properly winterized last fall before he took it over, and there were some burst pipes to contend with this spring. The work hours are relatively flexible, but the managers will be fully responsible for the campground by establishing rules and installing signage for the park. Imagine an RV park that needs just about everything completed before it gets into full swing, and that's the type of opportunity awaiting the right person or couple at Bethel Place. There's plenty to do on the property with hiking and ATV trails, as well as three ponds for fishing, boating, and swimming. To tell us more about his vision for Bethel Place Campground, please welcome its owner, Jeff Knutson, to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Jeff. I really appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit about this brand new campground that's about to open.
Okay, well, we're mostly going to be a year-round campground. At 150 sites. There's a 50,000 square foot building across the road, so I'm going to have about a dozen rooms set up. You know, one with a pool table, one with ping pong, one with cards, one will be a paint room. So there's things to do when it's raining. We also have a pole building that's 104 feet long by 44 wide, and that's going to be a rec center also. So I'm trying to get a lot of things for people to do when the weather's bad.
That never happens in central Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
Super. So are these seasonal? You're looking for work campers this year?
Yes. Okay. As soon as possible. I'm looking for a very experienced manager. I've managed apartments, but I've never managed a campgrounds. So I'm looking for a host for the campgrounds. They can or cannot manage the apartments too. I prefer they do. And then there's going to be retail spaces also that's for rent. And there'll be a free campsite or a room, whatever they want. And then a percentage of the gross payment also.
Okay. Super. Are they paid hourly?
No, they'll be paid a percentage of the gross.
Okay.
So that, you know, the gross income, it'll be a percentage of the gross income.
Okay. So the more people that come in, the more pay they get.
Yeah. And then we're all interested in the same thing, and that's filling it up.
Filling it up. Very good. And so where are you located specifically?
Okay. Well, I'm in central Wisconsin. I'm 6 miles from the geographical center of Wisconsin, which is in the town of Pittsville. I'm actually in Bethel, Wisconsin, Bethel, Wisconsin, 8014 and 8049 Bethel Road, 54410.
Okay.
So I'm between Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids and about 30 miles west of Stevens Point.
Okay. That gives people a good idea. And so these are folks that are going to be living and working right on the facility, and you're looking for an experienced manager to come in here and run that. Are you looking for a solo or are you looking for a couple?
Either way, it's okay. Up to them. I mean, a couple probably would be better, but I, you know, I'm not eliminating anything. You know, it's mostly the experience because I've never done run a campground.
Okay. Very good. So it's a brand new thing. They're going to help you develop all the policies, procedures, and everything.
Yes. I mean, I'm getting them. I have a friend that has a campground in Florida, so he's giving me, you know, rough drafts of everything. So, but we need to do everything.
Okay. And in addition to a manager, you're also looking for a second work camper to help you with some plumbing projects, I understand.
Yes. It's a 50,000 square foot building with hot water heat, and the building froze. They winterized it, but they didn't winterize it soon enough. So,
oh no,
So there's going to be issues with the hot water heat. There shouldn't be too many with the hot water heat because the guy that winterized came in and did most of it, but I'm not counting on it all being done. And then all the plumbing, I don't know. What's the story on the plumbing? We haven't turned it on yet. We have our own water treatment plant, have that up and running. So now we're ready to turn on. Well, we're pressurized first, I think, but with the actual plumbing, because of the toilets and stuff, I don't know if we can pressurize with air first and then go to water. That would be my choice. It's all copper piping, all copper tubing. The building was built in 1975. Real nice steel building, steel trusses, steel roof, steel studs, full sprinkler system. The sprinkler guys are working on the sprinkler system right now, getting that up and running. Architects working on getting the change of use with the state. So everything's moving along.
Okay, very good. And so this is a seasonal campsite, correct? Or are the apartments available all year round?
Yeah, everything's available all year round. If the state will not give me a campground permit year round, we're still going to be open year round. The only disadvantage is you have to move your trailer every 9 months.
Okay.
The code says you can't be in that same site for over 9 months. I'll have separate post offices, post office box, so your box number can stay the same. My plan for that was you'd be with a neighbor and both of you would switch. And that way your sheds could just stay on the other person's property. You wouldn't have to move them. You just leave them there and you switch the trailers every 9 months and you're good to go.
Okay.
So that's the worst case scenario. I think I will be able to get the year round permits. There's very few year round campgrounds in Wisconsin. We have a ski hill and a tubing hill about a mile away. We have a bike track a mile away. The property is on an ATV and a UTV trail. There's three ponds on the property. One will be for swimming, one will be for paddle boats, and the other one will be for motorized electric boats only, so they're quiet. So there'll be, and the boats will be included with the sites or the rooms. So you're not paying that extra $35 an hour to use a boat because the boats will be free. Life jackets are going to be required, and the paddles and everything will be in a building where they get the paddles and go out boating whenever they want. There's going to be a trail around the around the property to hiking trail. There's a trail now around each of the three ponds. We're setting up a lot of things like the basketball court and the volleyball court and the, you know, different things that are needed. So
okay,
one step at a time.
Well, it sounds like a very ambitious project. And when do you expect it to be open? I know there've been some delays, weather and things like that, that have put you a little bit behind schedule, but when do you think the park will actually open up?
Okay. I'm hoping to open up next month. That's my plan. I'm running into some snags on the shower stalls and the building over here, but the campgrounds, I think I'm going to have my permit in time to have the campgrounds open. I will not be able to have electric at that time. But my work camper, I can put him next to the building and they get power that way. So the work campers will have power. The water and sewer will be using their tanks. And then I have a pumping company that comes and pump them and then we'll bring them water. So, or they'll be bringing water. I don't know, depending on what they want to do and stuff. So,
how many hours do you expect the campground managers to be working?
Whatever they want. I mean, that's going to be their call and whether they need other people and stuff like that. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know, you know, I mean, that's hard to say. I'm new at this. So they would know.
I understand.
More, you know, I mean, and of the 150 sites, there's probably 50 of them that aren't even going to happen this year.
Okay.
Because we have to build a road. Otherwise, the roads are in. The stakes are being put in today for the sites. The numbers have to be put on the sites. It looks like there's the electrical is going to be 4 to 6 weeks delay on getting the electrical pedestals because of COVID virus.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of tent sites and stuff like that for right now.
Okay. When do you want the managers to start? As soon as possible or sometime?
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Okay. Very good.
Now, there's a lot of preliminary work to be done and stuff like that. So, I mean, the permits are sent in. So the permits are sent in. That part's pretty much done. It's now the rules and regs for the people and the signage and the, you know, I mean, there's lots of moving parts.
Okay. So are the work campers, are the managers working by themselves to check in the guests and check them out and deal with all the problems? Or are you having other people come in as well to assist them?
Depends on what needs to be done. I'm looking at some sites that automatically charge everybody. I'm shooting for a year-round campground. Okay. So they're going to be paying monthly rates so that, we have very little nightly campers. I mean, we're going to take them. We'll take them in and stuff. But my location, the big road going across is 29, and I'm way south of that. The next road is 10, and about 8 miles from 10, and 10 turns into a two lane. So most people take 29, which is way north of me. So I don't expect to be getting a lot of people, transient people. I'm more than likely going to just have, a lot of year-round people, whether it's tent, trailers, or motorhome, that stay here. So that's the goal. That's what I'm looking for is the long-term people.
That's that's an important consideration. So they're not checking in 100 people every day, checking them out. It's mostly seasonal sites, so that once they're checked in, they'll be in there for a while. That'll make
they'll be in there, for years because the. If they want a slab, they're going to pay for the slab. If they're going to want a holding tank, they're going to pay for the holding tank. So they're going to have a vested interest in their sites.
Okay.
You know, they can use the holding tanks and the water tanks in their trailer. But the one that's buried is 350 gallons against 50 or 100. So it's up to the individual campers what they want to do.
Okay. And are you looking for any specific traits or qualifications among the manager work campers?
No, just experience. You know, okay. I just need, you know, a lot of experience. Somebody that's been doing it for, you know, a few years, full-time RVer or camper would be perfect because they know the ins and outs of the whole field. You know, I know apartments. That's my
okay.
Apartments and construction. So I know that part of it, but the day-to-day management and stuff like that, that's not me.
Are they going to have to set up the software to help run the campground?
They can, or my son-in-law is in the computer industry, so he could set that up.
Okay.
So they, and there's one website I found that the campers pay them and then they pay us, mm-hmm. which was a nice setup. So they take all the money and then send us 90% of it. So
okay.
that's what we'll be using for transient people.
Okay.
Keep the workload down. I'm trying to keep the week workload as low as possible for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds to me like this is going to be more of a full-time position for the managers, and that they're just going to have to be there kind of helping you get the park up and running. And it might transition into something later that a different person can come in and take over. But you need somebody who's really experienced in campground operation to come in here and help you launch this thing.
Correct. Yes. Okay. And, if they want to just be seasonal and leave when the winter comes, that's fine too.
Okay.
Because everything will die down when the winter's, when winter mm-hmm. comes. I mean, the ski hill and the tubing and stuff will help, but it's still, okay. It's still winter in Wisconsin.
And you had mentioned that the managers will share in the profits or the revenue of the park. Do you have any idea of what they could expect to make?
I have no clue, because I don't even know what my prices are going to be at this point.
Okay.
I mean, I was looking at $1 per square foot per campsite, but I think that's probably a little bit high. My campsites are about 4,000 square feet. So I might have to cut that in half. I don't know. I mean, the main thing is to have the prices low to get it filled, and then,
mm-hmm.
raise them as time goes on. With my apartments, I always start, I start low, and then as people move out, then I raise that apartment to market rate.
Okay. As far as the plumber is concerned, are you looking for somebody who is licensed and certified?
Yeah. They need to be a master plumber in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So it is very specific, or they need to get certified in the state of Wisconsin.
And I have no idea what that involves. Do you?
The plumbers will.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a master plumber license,
Okay.
There's a plumber and then there's a master plumber. So a plumber can do some things, but he can't have his own company.
Mm-hmm.
So the master plumber would be the one that would, sure. sign off on everything and stuff like that. Well, the plumber would just be somebody working for another company.
Okay. What draws people to your area? I mean, what can people do when they're not working?
Well, they can drive to the geographical center of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a joke there, but Pittsville is about 6 or 8 miles away. Basically ATV, UTV, the ski hill. There's a bike trail. Less than a mile away. Then there will be, poker room and not money poker, but a card room. There'll be, ping pong and pool and,
okay.
Basketball. There'll be a basketball court and a volleyball court and a walking path, one around each pond, one around the whole property. So it'll be a good place to walk.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a good facility because, like you said, it used to be an old nursing home and you're looking to bring in like support businesses like a hairdresser and things like that. But there's also a commercial kitchen available. How would you plan to use that?
Okay, I'm planning on finding somebody that wants to lease it because I don't want to be in the restaurant business. There's no good places for weddings anywhere in the area. So mm-hmm. it has its own ballroom, it has its own dining room, and it has this huge commercial kitchen. I mean, in their peak, they were doing 110 meals 3 times a day. So you can imagine how big the kitchen has to be. There's 2 walk-in coolers and a walk-in freezer. Everything's there except the silverware. I mean, I got plates, I got tablecloths, I've got napkins. I've got some of the furniture. Probably will need more furniture than I've got, but I got quite a bit of furniture. So yeah, basically I'm looking for somebody to come in and take over the restaurant part of the business.
Well, eventually it sounds like you'll be able to bring in some bigger RV rallies and things like that too, if you've got 150 sites with a commercial kitchen.
Yes. And you know, legally I can have 1,000 sites on the property. It'll never get that big. Cause I don't want to pack them that close. Right now the sites are roughly 200 feet by 25 feet. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we could have another Woodstock, but center it in central Wisconsin.
Well, and I have the generators. I have three big commercial generators. You know, being a nursing home, they were required to have, they were required to have generators. So the water treatment plant has a generator. The septic treatment plant has its own generator that's not being used right now. So I got a spare generator, and then there's a generator for the building. So,
okay. If somebody were interested in applying for this, how would they do that?
Best would be to send me an email to Jeff, J-E-F-F-A-A, exteriors, E-X-T-E-R-I-O-R-S, at gmail.com. My phone number, my cell phone direct line, 920-841-9004. And while you're writing, I'm Jeff Knutson, K-N-U-T-S-O-N. And my daughter, Katie Knutson, will be the general manager. So I'm managing construction. She's going to be managing the business itself above the managers, you know, the work camper manager.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that an applicant can do to really stand out if they want to get this job? Is there something that you'd really like to them to let you know when they're applying?
Well, when they can start and the experience, how long they've been camping. You know, the more they know the field, the better everybody. All I have in the field is limited experience myself camping, and a person that owns the Glades down in Florida, 500 site campgrounds down there. So he's helping. He's coaching me a little bit on running the how to run a campground and stuff like that. So
very good. Well, this sounds like an excellent opportunity for an entrepreneurial campground manager or an entrepreneurial work camper with experience in campground management who can come in here and help you set up this facility in its inaugural year to get all the processes and systems in place. And they stand to make a decent bit of money if they can help you fill the park.
Absolutely.
Well, I really appreciate the time. And I wish you the best of luck on this project. It sounds ambitious to get this thing pulled off and ready to go within the next couple of months, but I'm confident you'll be able to do it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time and doing this podcast for me.
My pleasure. I'd like to thank Jeff Knutson for coming on the show to talk about his ambitious project to launch Bethel Place Campground in North Central Wisconsin. There are few year-round campgrounds in the state, so it may be a big draw for snow lovers who want to take advantage of the plethora of outdoor activities available in that part of Wisconsin. Bethel is somewhat remote. It's about 15 miles from Marshfield and a half hour from Stevens Point, but close to one of the four points on Earth that is considered geographic center points to the world. Madison is about 2 hours away and Minneapolis is about three, so it is truly centrally located in Wisconsin. Opportunities like this don't come along often where work campers can help set up a new campground, establish policies and even rates. Nor do you see many opportunities for work campers to receive a percentage of the total income brought into the business. You can work at the campground as long as you'd like, or get the train moving and head off to a new opportunity as well. So if you're entrepreneurial in spirit, love a challenge, and aren't afraid to get your hands dirty, this is a great job for you. Also, if you're an experienced plumber who can help repair some damaged pipes, bring water to certain areas of the park, and ensure that water is available for year-round campground use, Jeff wants to talk to you as well. For more information, visit www.bethel.place. That's BETHEL.place. You can send Jeff Knutson a message or call him directly at the number shown on the Contact Us page. Today's episode was sponsored by WorkCamper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, WorkCamper News is much more than a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original resource for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with the community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, a diamond or platinum membership is for you. You can get started today with a 30-day free trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on new adventures today with the support of WorkCamper News behind you. That's all I have for today's episode. Next week, I'll be interviewing another employer who has a campground opportunity in Mississippi. I'll have more details on the next episode of The WorkCamper Show. Thanks for listening.